Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
I am very excited about this. But before we get into the content of today's episode, just a reminder, this Saturday is trivia time, and it's the day before Valentine's Day, so it's a Valentine's-themed love fest of music.
Love is in the air.
Now, Mr. Thomas, let's talk a little bit about today.
Yes. So we've teased about it a little bit, listeners. But as you know, my wife in the last year or so has solidified her knowledge of the tarot card reading and crystals, to be exact. So our favorite thing this week is my favorite thing every day of the week.
Oh my
God. You see what I did there?
So sweet.
My wife, Miss Sutton Crawford. Sutton's here right now. So,
hi.
Hi, Sutton. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you guys for having
me. Is this your first time?
This is the first time that for 6 years, I've been desperately trying to get on the podcast.
So she had to take up tarot cards, exactly. And then that was the only way.
To get herself in.
Not musical theater, of course, but
no,
yes.
So, Sutton, let me ask you, when did you first develop your interest in tarot card reading?
So I've always been attracted to the occult and witchcraft and all of those things. And I was really drawn to it as a child. And I tell this story all the time, but I had my mother bought me a bag of runes, R-U-N-E-S, and those are a divination tool as well. And I didn't know what they were or how to use them, but I insisted on having them, and I would carry them around in my little fanny pack at 7 years old and was like, nice. Naturally, like you do, obsessed. And then the thing that has always stuck out to me at a school field trip, a psychic reached over and touched my hand and said, "You have the gift."
That's like a movie.
God.
That's like a movie.
Okay.
She's got the gift.
So that has always stuck with me. But I had my own deck of, they're called Rider-Waite tarot. That's the tarot deck that everybody kind of knows. I picked it up at a garage sale, which is like blasphemy. So anybody who knows tarot, don't get mad at me. I bought it at a garage sale. I know, but I saved them down our street. And that was, I'd say 2 years before Crawford was born.
Okay.
And I would pull for myself every once in a while, but not consistently. And then I'd say a year ago, I was like, I'm going to do this for other people. I'm going to do this.
So let me ask, Kevin, has she done your cards before?
So the last time she did, Rob, was almost a year ago. I think we had already entered
We were in Corona Apocalypse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was early on. So this was probably 10 months ago. But I was one of the first people she did, you know, in a more official capacity. And I also went into it saying, I don't buy, because I'm the non-believer. I'm like the atheist.
He's
who's
the
like, I don't believe this, but I believe you and I support you. And I believe that you believe it. But that being said, it was awesome, Rob, because it's not it's magic with a CK. It's not.
I'm giving him a kiss right now.
But it's
doing good.
Because it's more posing questions to you. Like this card turns over. Well, you'll see, you guys will listen in a minute, but it'll be more like making you think. It really, I came out of it thinking, wow, even though I don't believe it, I'm like, well, I guess I do need to focus a little bit more on my career or, you know, whatever it may be that we were talking about. So it helped make me ask questions of myself.
And that's really the goal. I mean, because the only thing we can do is try and get closer to being the better version of ourselves, or enlightenment, as the tarot would put it. And how do you do that? You ask yourself questions, and how do I find happiness? And what does that look like for me?
And if you like this and you want to get one of your own, Sutton, where can people find you?
You can follow me at Sutton Crawford on Instagram, and you can just shoot me a DM. I also have a website, suttoncrawford.com. And then I'm a co-founder of what's called A Casual Coven, and that's also on Instagram. And me and my partner offer joint readings. She does Reiki, Akashic Records, all the witchy shit, right? So you can come there or you can come to me directly.
I love that. And so, folks, when you click into our show description for today, you'll see a link for Sutton. You can click it and it'll take you right there. So if you want to continue on with this. All right. So here we go. So, Mr. Thomas.
I'm feeling very, well, we didn't even talk about this. You know, stuff I've been talking about lately, you know, like what I want to focus on career-wise for this the next 20 to 30 years of my life.
That's a pretty big question. So okay, great.
Sort of feel very torn because we have many hyphens in our names as you accumulate life that I don't know where to put my energies toward because I like, you know, many things. Yeah. So. That we kind of touched on that the last reading that we had.
We did.
Have you done people more than once?
I do. I have many repeat customers, and am I too far away?
I said I have many repeat customers, and Kevin said it best. He said it's like a spiritual haircut. So they can't come to me every week because I am not a therapist. But when you have made the appropriate changes in your own life and you feel appropriate that you have done some the work, as they say, quote, then you come back to me and we revisit and we talk about everything. And yeah, so it's like every 2 or 3 months.
Sutton is shuffling, which I'm sure you can hear. Everyone.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
No.
Well, no, that's good. That's what people should.
What I've pulled for you today, Kevin, is I've pulled the Nine of Cups, the Empress, and the Seven of Swords. It's a really, really interesting reading, especially when we're talking about your work and how you're feeling frustrated by it having stopped due to COVID and what you should focus on. So the Nine of Cups, are emotions and relationships and love and beauty and creativity. And the Nine of Cups is a lovely omen. It's a really, really happy omen. All the cards, the minor arcana, go from ace to 10, and they all tell their own little story. And the Nine of Cups is like fulfillment in your relationships. And feeling really happy with your home life. The funny thing about the Nine of Cups is that without gratitude for what you have, the beautiful fruit can rot sometimes. Mm. So that's like the little warning of the Nine of Cups. And I think it goes for all of the things in your life. It's not just about you and me. It's not just about you and Crawford. It's about the happiness that you have built in our life together. And to just spend time every day, and this is for everybody, spend time being mindfully grateful, even when it's hard. That I like to say you make it a ritual practice of finding something that you're grateful for in your day all the time. But it's ultimately a really, really happy card of fulfillment and love and happiness. And I like to see that. Lucky me. Okay.
She did not stack the deck.
I did not.
No, she didn't. I saw her shuffle.
I was nervous. So I pulled a major arcana card, and it's the Empress card. So There is the Emperor and the Empress, these archetypes of... you know, it's a very clear archetype, and sometimes there's this whole debate about gendering cards, right? Because you don't want to be you want to be gender neutral. And the Empress, so I'm not going to refer to her as her, but the Empress is about passion. It's about luxuriating in the sexiness of your body and loving yourself in being passionate and emotional about life, right? The Emperor is very more analytical. They're the cop in their own life. They are control and order. And the Empress is the opposite. They're the person who loves a sunset and cries at a sunset or hears music and feels the music. And the thing that I've been talking about with the Empress with people recently, because I pulled them a lot, her a lot. And it is a divine feminine, right? Archetype. You know, you can't get rid of that. But that where the Emperor would hear a piece of music and he or they would analyze it, the Empress hears a piece of music and feels it and is passionate about it versus picking it apart. And so there is just this innate beauty in you, Kevin, that that you embody a lot of the Empress, and that when it comes to work, we want to make sure that whatever you are doing, you feel passionate about it, and that you are feeling the passion and luxuriating in the passion and feeling fulfilled emotionally, not just analytically, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And then I have pulled what's called the Seven of Swords. Swords are your mind, and you're lying to yourself if you think that, and I am not going to let you off the hook because I pulled the Seven of Swords a year ago for you.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And the Seven of Swords points to either being dishonest with yourself or dishonest with someone else. And I really think it's about being dishonest with yourself about how important this truly is to you, and that you feel that this is truly your calling, and that it would be unfortunate for you to turn your back on something that is so, that feeds your Empress, right? And that you don't want to lie to yourself about how important it truly is.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's fantastic. That's really fantastic.
That's your mini reading, Kevin.
Really good, honey.
So Kevin,
going on in my brain right now.
Let me ask you, so initial reactions, Kevin.
Well, it's so funny because what last time this happened, I was like, well, you're just making me think. You're just putting stuff in front of me and making me think. But you are, and that is what is going on, and it's making me feel reflective. And I do, that is the issue at the core of what I want to, where I want to spend my time in the ensuing decades, as opposed to the last two. That's the secret. Is like I am so passionate. You're right. I am so deeply, deeply passionate about it. And I would hate to like not do any of the things I love, you know, because I'm, you know, listless or whatever, wherever I am right now. But it definitely makes me feel like reflective and wanting to embrace that. You know?
And Sutton, I'm so curious. You said that you had pulled the Seven of Swords. Am I saying that right? Seven of Swords for him today, as well as the last time he did a reading. Is there any messaging from the fact that this card keeps coming up for him? Are you supposed to take something from that?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, that's why when somebody says, "Can I come back?" and I say, "You can't come back to me in a week, because if you haven't made necessary changes that we have talked about, you're going to get the same cards."
I'm in the same spot I was in a year ago. Yes, this is the answer.
But I think that's really important because it's just sort of awakening you, like, hey, you need to move forward. The card is telling you.
Take some risks.
Interesting is that I distinctly remember his last reading, which was a full hour. I pulled all of the cards that I deemed necessary. I pulled at my own discretion, right? And the Judgment card came up, which is about reaping what you sow and your true calling. And like when the angels come to get you and you trade your soul for your heart for the feather, like what are you going to tell them? Did you do what you wanted to do? And it can be as small as like your job, or it can be as grand as you helped to change the world. And sometimes something as small as your job can help to change the world in little pieces. And
there
so
you go. There you
the
go.
Judgment card came calling. Okay, Rob.
Wow, nice.
Okay. Now, unlike you, Mr. Thomas, I am not a skeptic.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I actually do believe that
I didn't know this at all. That's cool.
Yeah. I have had a few readings in the past, and the readings have been scarily accurate. About 5-6 months ago, I did a crystal ball reading. So I am very interested in this. So my question to you, so I'm on the opposite end, folks.
You got to tell me which deck. You've got the blue one, which is called the Spacious Tarot. We've got the yellow one, which is called the Way Home Tarot. And we have the black and white one, which is called the This Might Hurt Tarot.
Oh, I've had enough of that over my life. I gravitated towards yellow.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me.
Okay. So, all right. So for me, I've done a few of these in the past. The last time I had a card reading, I think, was in summer of 2019. Mm-hmm. And the person was scarily accurate.
Yeah.
And the last time I had I did the crystal ball reading, the man said to me, he said, the reason there's so much negativity in your life is because in your past life, you were high up in the military and you killed many people and you did it mercilessly and painfully. And the residue from that life is what's bleeding into this life. Wow. And I was like, oh boy.
Wait. So you know, what's kind of crazy is that you know, my partner and I have, so there's this thing called the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
And she can explain it much better than I can. But long story short, it's the idea that our souls have traveled many lifetimes, but we're just in different, you know, skin.
Yeah.
And that any troubles, sometimes troubles that you have in this lifetime do have to do with troubles that you had in a past life. And the Akashic Records, it's not strictly for past life regression, but it can touch on it. And the Akashic Records is all of that information is stored in what's called the Akashic Records. And you say a certain prayer and you open the records and your masters, teachers, and loved ones give you this information. And she reads Akashic Records for other people. I've read my own Akashic Records, but that is so Akashic Records-y because there's okay. this idea, you know, the person who's like, I read in the book, it's like the person who doesn't feel comfortable sticking up for themselves. And when they have to say something or to do public speaking, they get a sore throat. And then the Akashic Records discovered that they were hanged in a previous lifetime for being outspoken and sticking up for what they believed in. So that's very interesting.
Wow.
That's
all okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Wow. No, that's great. That's really great. So I look forward to these. So like I said, I have not had my cards done since 2019. So that's almost 2 years ago now. Yeah. So I am ready. Lay on me whatever you got. I can't wait.
What's your question? Do you just want to put that out there?
I think what I would like to do is what you had said in the beginning, which is I want to keep it open-ended.
Okay.
Unless if you want me to get specific, I can get specific, but I think the open-ended one could be really fascinating.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Great.
Right. I am. And it's funny. I get this weird. You people are like, when do you know to stop shuffling? I get a sick feeling in my stomach, actually.
Okay.
And we're there. Fantastic. I'm cutting for you, Rob. I'm knocking for you. 1, 2, 3. All right. Let's see what's going on here.
I just tilted it down so I could see.
Thank you.
Well, here we go. So we have, again, we have a court card for the first time in this little moment that we're all together. And we have two minor arcana cards. Your court card is the King of Pentacles. In this deck, they're called the Father of Pentacles. I'm going to describe the King of Pentacles to you, and you can tell me if they sound like somebody or they sound like an aspect of your personality. The King of Pentacles, and to very quickly say, the King is the representation of how they lead their life, how they lead their kingdom. So think about kings, right? How do they rule? How do they lead? How do they get what they want? Pentacles are about money, business, hearth and home, and spirituality. And the King of Pentacles is like the big daddy CEO. They drink the best scotch. They don't think about drinking the best scotch anymore because that's just a given. They're extremely generous people. They do start to get really wonky or freaked out when money or their health is somehow in jeopardy. But they're very generous. And the thing about pentacles is that pentacles, all of these things, these tangible things in our lives, money and our home life and our spirituality ultimately take time. Pentacles take a long time. And the King of Pentacles is actually really comfortable with that. They know where they've come from. They know that they built this up until this point and all the work it took to get there. So does this sound like anybody to you?
It sounds very much like a lot of aspects of my personality.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I've been pulling the King of Pentacles pretty consistently for people. And I've been saying, like, how can you be the big daddy CEO in your own life? How can you make sure that you're enjoying the finer things and taking care of yourself and manifesting what you want? And if that comes to money or if it comes into a beautiful home or if it comes into deeply understanding yourself more, what does that look like for you? And luxuriate in it. Drink the good scotch. Don't turn your back on the finer things. Like, take care of yourself. And then, of course, be generous. Be generous. Generous of spirit, be generous with your coins, right? The more we energetically put money out into the universe, the more it comes back to us, all of this stuff. And I keep saying to people, I'm like, I don't know anybody whose health and finances, when those get wonky, they're like, oh, everything's great. So, you know, that's like everybody, but you know, that's something to recognize about yourself. So that if something gets weird, especially in the time of COVID with money and all of those things, you just got to go, it's going to change. I can get this back. It's going to be okay. I am the master of my own domain. Okay. in the position, I kind of do past, present, future, but because they're all minor arcana cards, we're talking about stuff right now, right? I pulled the Two of Swords, and the Two of Swords is about making a choice, and swords are about your mind. And for example, in the Rider-Waite deck, I like to talk about the imagery where it's the person, if anybody's ever seen this card, it's the person, it's a woman, and she's blindfolded, and she's holding these two swords over her heart. And there's a little bit that's like, girl, cut the blindfold off. Like, what are you doing? You have the power. Nobody's bound your hands. It's not the Eight of Swords. You have the power to make the decision, and you can dance around pretending like you don't know what that decision is and take a little bit longer to figure it out if you want to, but you got to take the blindfold off and cut the rope and make the decision, whatever that is for you. Does that resonate for you?
It does indeed. Yes, okay. It does indeed. Yeah.
I like it. Okay. And then I have a sneaking suspicion that this Two of Swords decision has to do with the next card, which is the Seven of Cups. Cups, again, are emotions, relationships, love, beauty, art, all of those things. But the Seven of Cups talks about, it can talk about a lot of things, because the Seven of Cups is about having a lot of pans in the fire. If you're somebody who isn't able to make decisions very well, the Seven of Cups applies to you. And it's also, you know, this person who has their head in the clouds a little bit with all of these fantasies of all the things that they could create. And in each cup, there's, you know, a dragon and a wreath and a sword, and which one? And if you don't pull one down, if you don't pull a cup down, then all of it stays in fantasy land, right? And the funniest thing is that, I mean, that's what I think, that whatever your Seven of Cups is, all of these options, right, is directly related to your Two of Swords of making the decision to focus on whatever those are for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did another podcast that I pulled the Seven of Cups for both of the hosts of that podcast as well. And the one of them, who was my dear, dear friend, got a little defensive and was like, but I like having a lot of options, right? And so the thing I had to say to them is that it's okay to have a lot of options, and it's okay to have a lot of pans in the fire, but you want to make sure that every so often you check in and pull a pan down to cook the egg, or else everything gets burned.
Agreed. Agreed. And I that resonates with me, because I don't think there's a day that goes by where I don't wake up with some sort of new idea, like, oh, I could write this book, or oh, I could do this show, or I could do this with a podcast, every single day. But then I don't really follow through on it. So the card is saying you got to choose.
Yeah, you got to pull your head out of your butt and decide which one you want to focus on. And it's so, it all speaks to the entirety of the reading, because how are you going to be the big daddy CEO of your life if you keep everything up in the Seven of Cups of fantasy land? You got to take the blindfold off, cut the blindfold off mentally, and decide which one it is that you want to focus on so that you can create the life that you want it to be in your kingdom as the King of Pentacles, Rob.
Thank you so much. This, I mean, once again, this all resonates with me completely. You've done a beautiful job, not only reading the card, but then, you know, explaining what it is for everybody. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous work. So thank you.
You're so kind.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, my absolute pleasure. Finally, yay, I got to be on my husband's podcast. I adore you, Rob.
I adore you too. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And once again, folks, you can go to suttoncrawford.com. And that's also in our show description today. So you can go ahead, click the link, get one with Sutton. They usually go on for about an hour or so. And it's just incredible. So I know I've got decisions to make now.
It's and it resonated with me too. It's just, I'm really, I'm so glad. Thank you, Rob. That was really,
thank
you. You got to do that.
Thank you, Sutton. All right. So that was our mini episode for this week.
Our favorite thing this week. And join us for trivia. Please, please, please. We love seeing you there. It's going to be fun. Valentine's Day themed trivia night.
I love when you sing. And I think there's, once again, folks, tweet at him at Kev Dave Tom to do his own trivia where all the questions are him singing various songs. That's once again at Kev Dave Tom, T-H-O-M, and he will sing whatever you want him to sing in trivia. I think you should do a whole one. What she's doing, your wife's doing it right now.
Yeah, great.
Sutton, thank you so much for joining us. And we will all see you very, very soon. But hopefully we'll see you on Saturday for trivia. Let's get some funds going for the ACLU. All right. Till next time.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.